past 6 o'clock, we will go ahead and call this meeting to order.
Yeah, Patrick said he was going to be here. Garrison is out of town, but...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, if he comes in, we'll give him a minute to introduce himself and ourselves. All right, we'll go ahead and start with the roll call. Start down on that.
Gashke here.
Andy Berg.
Monica Uhas, present.
John Poole.
Brian Thomas.
Amanda Nedweski.
Jeff Wambold.
Welcome all to the, our June meeting. I only had two little things. One was youth and governance, and the other one is unless something gets assigned to us tonight, we won't meet in July unless you guys want to meet and we'll have drinks and dinners. Andy seems to be in a good mood. He might actually buy, I don't know.
All tappers.
You heard it.
It's on record now.
So, yeah. So is there any thoughts on us not meeting in July unless something gets thrown at us tonight? Does that sound good to everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I don't have anything else other than those two things. I don't know if anyone here has anything to share.
Yes. I will be sharing this during the county board meeting, but as this is a legislative matter, if you had not already heard, the governor did sign AB 245 into law today, making it Wisconsin 2023 Act 12, which is the shared revenue bill. Super exciting for Kenosha County. You'll all be getting a handout during the county board meeting that shows the shared revenue increase by municipality as well as for the county total, by municipality as well as for the county allotment. It's pretty, county allotment is looking to be an increase of almost 1.3 million. So, looking forward to sharing that with you a little bit later, but exciting day for Wisconsin if the budget passes.
Anybody else? No? All right. I don't, communications, I don't have anything again. I don't have anything from local council or office. All right. Anyone want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes passed. All right, so we met earlier than I normally would, since we only have one resolution on, but since the last 3 out of 4 meetings, we haven't finished everything on our agenda. I wanted to make sure that if there was, we had more than enough time to cover this one instead of running into a time lapse. So that resolution would be let's see here. Was on the previous agenda, a resolution on a renewable future for Kenosha County, encouraging the strategic development of renewable energy resources in Kenosha County and requesting state legislature to identify sustainable strategies for such development that maintains the natural character environment of the state of Wisconsin. That's the resolution for us, if there's a motion on this.
We can start with the motion. I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Ganshaw, you want to talk on your resolution? You'll be the first one up.
Certainly. Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to be back here. The experience last time was so rousing, I thought I would enjoy this one just about as much. So, what I've discovered with the resolution regarding a resolution for renewable future for Kenosha County is that there are a lot of opinions on every side of this issue, every side of this discussion. I have received more than ample amounts of information from the public regarding their opinions, from other elected officials regarding their opinions, positive opinions, let me get that straight, and supportive of having a thoughtful discussion around how do we deploy renewable energy within our county. I've heard people from the other side of it who have said that they are against it for a myriad reasons. I don't like the fact that the panels are made in China. I don't like the mandate. There is no mandate. For whatever reason, people have picked sides. That's fine. I appreciate that, and I accept that. But there have also been others who have mischaracterized by utilizing ample latitude to be creative in their writing styles and make comments that are not factual or not accurate. And from that, I received 120 emails, roughly. Don't quote me because somebody will FOIA it, and it won't be 120, I know. But a lot of emails that said, this Green New Deal is bad. And then I copy and paste the resolution and send it back, and I get follow-up emails that say, oh, I like this. This is good. So it's fascinating when you have taken time to read it and understand the objectives behind it, where perspectives really fall in the end. So as a preamble. That also then goes to the point where many have not read it. I don't think I need to belabor this tonight and read it to you. I would hope that everyone has had in the last 5 months opportunity to read through it and to gather information and insights and have a good feel for where this thing lies, what it says, and whatnot. So I'm happy to answer questions as we go along. I will make one comment about it. To be against a thoughtful approach to how solar renewable arrays are placed within our county is tantamount to being against farming and agriculture in our county. Because what we're doing right now is consuming our arable properties with construction of business. Good. Good for our economy, good for employment, good for our market. We appreciate that. But we're also consuming our real estate for solar arrays because we've shut down our only power plant that was local to us, and God knows it'll take an act of Congress or an act of God to put anything else back up. So this is the direction that things are going. We either embrace it and help get into the discussion and steer the dialogue and understand how we can do things in a predictive manner, or we don't. If we consume 5,000 acres to put power forward for roughly, what is it, 7,000 of our 27,000 homes in the county, eventually we run out of agriculture. Once you stop agricultural production, you stop agriculture, period. The misnomer statement that the utilities are utilizing and those who are investing in solar array farms is that we'll return it to agricultural use in 30 years, but there won't be anybody to farm it. Unless families stay in agriculture, they won't be here in the future. Unless we preserve the lands that we have, they won't be here in the future. So what the resolution asks is us to take a responsible approach, to think cognizantly about how we leverage this technology. It may be fairly new, but it's really old. Solar has been around a long time, but it has improved. I work in the medical device arena. I have a technology that I own distribution rights for that is based off of something that we did 30 years ago that we moved away from. But with new technology, it became very predictive and very good for patients. Solar is that. Solar is a technology that came out early and we went, oh, this is going to be, oh, it wasn't quite what we thought. Now you carry solar on the roof of your car when you're trying to charge your cell phone at a ball game. You put solar panels on your hunting blind so you can use your phone or watch TV while you're sitting outside. Solar has become a predictive resource. It is a resource for us. So I ask you to review the resolution. Do it in a cognizant way, recognizing that its intent is to formulate the discussion around how do we do this rationally rather than simply consuming real estate to do it. So, thank you, Chair.
Yep. Supervisor Rambo.
Thank you for being here, for sharing this. I have a lot of thoughts on this. I went through it with a fine-tooth comb. I know we've had discussions before. I know you're open to suggestions and so forth. In a general sense, I agree with some of the stuff you said that we got to be mindful of our farmland, etc. If we have manufacturing facilities or warehouse facilities or other buildings with empty space on top, sure, they can put solar panels up there if they choose. But you mentioned the word that it's, or phrase, it's not a mandate. Okay, and that's what my big concern is. I don't want to force any of this on anybody. Okay, I'm very mindful of that. And I noticed some of the language kind of talks, you know, is in that kind of a format. But if it's okay, I'd like to go through some of my notes here and have you elaborate a little bit on some of them, okay? The first one is the now therefore be it resolved.
Which one?
That's, well, it's the only one that says now therefore. So it's,
oh, okay,
it's
the bottom,
yeah,
page.
It's, yes.
The very first paragraph.
The very first one. Okay, so in the pursuit of responsible and rational development of renewable resources, Kenosha County will intentionally identify and employ renewable energy strategies as they relate to our strategic development objectives. So if you could for me, please, can you elaborate a little bit, maybe give an example? What do you mean by employ?
Employ is to review or evaluate, correct? And then you utilize based on the information available. So if you reverse the sentence and start with relate to our strategic development objectives. Pleasant Prairie is building a new firehouse, police services. It will have solar on top of it. Kenosha, the city, is building a brand new development downtown. What's the name of it? The
Kenosha Innovation.
Kenosha Innovation. It'll have solar on the roof of it. Right next door to our own nursing home is another nursing facility. It now has solar on the roof of it. In my mind, this is structured to say it would behoove us to look forward, and if we find it appropriate, in other words, strategic development objectives, find it appropriate to incorporate solar into a project, we should do so. There's not a good reason not to. There are more reasons to not consider it that have no bearing. Well, it might cost a nickel. Well, it might, but it costs a lot of money not to have power, too. I believe last summer we had the threat of brownouts here because we don't have enough resource, electrical energy. California goes through rolling brownouts, Texas, Nevada, all these major areas that people reside, because there's simply not enough power available for the lifestyles that we have. But we continue to consume more of it. If we can build a project in Kenosha County, if we were building a new building, which there's nothing on the radar, so it's a moot point any way you slice it. We're not building anything.
Okay.
It would be good to be net zero, wouldn't it?
Sure. So the word I'm hung up on is employ.
Yep.
And you stated that your definition is review.
Review or use, employ.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Solar is a strategy, correct? It's a tool, a device, a strategy. So as our engineers look at a project, if they say this is a strategy that makes sense, you employ it.
Okay.
If they look at a project and say it doesn't make sense, you don't employ it.
Okay. All right, thank you. The next, on the top of the next page, the very first, be it further resolved, it says, through strategic development initiatives, Kenosha County will encourage and promote the incorporation of renewable energy infrastructure within private and publicly related development projects. Again, the word promote. Can you elaborate on that? Is there a cost? How are we going to promote? What is the thinking behind that?
I've heard others have umbrance with the word promote, but I've not heard anybody take it out, so it must be acceptable. To me, promote is we find something of value. You want to then tell people, yes, we find this of value. If you're going to build a new construction in the community, would it be of value if you had assistance, collaboration, support, or if you simply said, I'm a good steward of the resources available to me, to incorporate renewable energy? I would think that our planning development team, et cetera, should be aware enough to give insights and information. Here are projects you can look at. Here are others that you can talk to. Here are resources that we can provide. To promote, to me, says we're aware of it and we can provide insights and information to make it something that you can learn more about and potentially incorporate.
So we'll have information at the ready, so to speak, if someone would like to put, say, rooftop solar panels on? Is that what you're talking about? Is there a cost involved with promotion?
Not in my mind. I don't believe we should be out cheerleading for it. I'll tell you my perspective on solar. Solar arrays or solar energy. I'm not a cheerleader. I'm probably not even a fan. But I am cognizant and aware that it is part of our ecosystem. And as part of our ecosystem, we need to either think about how it's deployed or somebody else is doing the thinking for us. Right now, that thinking is a flat piece of real estate, looks like a cornfield. I can put up any solar array farm I want because it's easy. It's flat. I drive posts, I put panels on it, I don't have to take down trees, I don't have to remove obstructions, I don't even have to level the land, it's already leveled. It's a pretty good deal. But that's not cognizant, it's not aware, it's not thoughtful and insightful. It's simply taking that path of least resistance.
And I don't disagree with that, it's just, I want to make sure it's not forced on anybody.
Correct.
That's why I'm picking out these words, okay? So, thank you for that. The next one, the second, be it further resolved, says Kenosha County advocates for the utilization of rooftop solar farming in association with, but not limited to, all large span rooftops, including distribution, manufacturing, warehouse-related projects. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the word there is going to be advocates.
Sure.
Okay, can you elaborate? I mean, that it almost sounds like
it's positive
adjective. Pushing for, you know,
sure. It's a positive adjective that says, hey, if you're developing here, we'd like you to be a good citizen. Think about what you could possibly do. We have a brand new facility over in Paris that's gone up, and the developer himself advocated for himself to put solar on his property. If you don't advocate for something, people are not going to embrace it. If we don't advocate for better roads, if we don't advocate for shoreline retention areas to make sure that we can have those, if we don't advocate for people maintaining their properties, they aren't going to be maintained. If we don't advocate for speed limits, we're not going to have those. So as a county government, you advocate for those things that are beneficial to the residents of the county, beneficial to our environment, right? So to me, advocate is, we believe this is a good technology, you should investigate it. If you find it to be valuable to your project, we'll help you find insights and direction to incorporate it.
Because when I looked at that, I'm thinking of it like an agent, you know, like a sports agent, right? You advocate for your player, and you know, you're, in a way, you're pushing. So that worries me a little bit, that word. So I put in parentheses the word encourages, right? Perhaps might be a word to look at.
I'll tell you my understanding of the legal position of this document right now. You own it. It's yours, not mine. So if you choose to change a word, it's up to you to do so.
Right, all right. Well, what I want to do is got a couple more, and then let's hear from somebody else, so I'm not hogging the whole floor here, and then maybe we'll revisit. all right, the third, be it further resolved, Kenosha County will collaborate with developers to identify and seek out opportunities for incorporation of an application of responsible renewable energy strategies. I guess my thinking here again is in the beginning after Kenosha County, it says will collaborate. Again, will, you know, we're going to, we're forced, we're going to push it. I'm using stronger words here. I put in parentheses here, maybe, you know, Kenosha County will offer to collaborate with developers if the developer so chooses, you know, that type of language perhaps. So it's more not forced on them, but we will work together. If they also agree, yeah, let's work together to come up with this renewable energy source. So that's my notes there. The fourth one, be it further resolved, Kenosha County is requesting the state legislature to incorporate language into the requirements for TIF or special development zone projects to include strategies for inclusion of renewable energy as a project plan. I'm hung up on the word requirements.
Well, TIF is regulated by requirements.
Mm-hmm. Right. So maybe that could be removed. That I'm toying with that and see what everybody thinks. To move on, we already have there's number six there has TIF also in it. So I'm gonna skip past that one. And actually, that was it. So thank you for explaining that. I don't really want to make amendments or anything at this time. I'd like to hear what other people think and then maybe come back around after that. Okay, so thank you.
Supervisor Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Listening to some of the questions that you asked, Supervisor Wamble, with the intentionally identifying, I'm not speaking for you, but intentionally identify an employee, that's something the county's already been doing. We have on our joint services building, that rooftop is all set up to just slap solar panels on them. So I think we have already, and I appreciate continuing to do it. With the intentionally identify an employee and the advocates portion, I think it's beneficial if not creating a new department, but being part of PDEC, and even working with developers, there much of how solar panels are put in the community today, in Kenosha, for instance, correct me if I'm wrong, Supervisor Franco, is there's generally large community buys. So an organization or a solar panel company will come out and seek out 10, 15, 3, whatever that number is, so that they can purchase more for less. Mm-hmm. And I think that's beneficial if the county gets involved, not running the program, but just has that interaction with developers and the solar panel companies, call it 3 or 4, I don't know how many there are out there, because then if we're advocating towards rooftop solar panels, we can enable larger purchases, which makes it easier on a lot of homeowners, makes it easier on business owners, and I like this a lot. That's
cool. What you're saying is good business.
Yeah, it's good business.
Good business. That's to buy in larger numbers.
Right. You know, and over time, how long does it take to pay them off? 15-ish?
Well, I guess it depends. You know, it depends on how much you're paying.
Financing.
Financing, or, you know. I have solar panels on my home, so. And to piggyback on what Supervisor Bird just said, the group buys ultimately bring down the price. So if you buy a group buy, then everyone in the group gets price drops. And then you also have, there's also already a built-in incentive for getting it, because the federal government gives you 30% tax credit, not a tax write-off. I just did our taxes in April. We got ours installed last December. And my wife and I normally end up always paying the federal government tax at the end of the year. Got a check for $4,500 from the federal government. So then it dropped the price down even more. Of course, the money had to come up front, but then you get the tax credit too. I can't imagine what the tax credit would be on a big building. What it would be, if you saving.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. I just don't want it forced on anybody. That's
yeah.
Right. I agree with the business aspect.
The incentives
aspect,
are
sure.
Already built in, and that's why more businesses mm-hmm. are going to it, because it makes total sense.
And when I said 15 years or whatever's the finance years, just like anything else, there's a decrease in the amount of is it solar arrays that it takes in, but it's minimal. The largest one was it Carrizo Plain, St. Louis, whatever county that is in California. They started in 83 and are still operational. You know, and if I remember correctly, if anybody has this knowledge, I thought I heard that there's a solar panel in the country that was from like the 1940s, 1942 or something like that. Am I right? Supervisor Bashaw?
Could be, I don't know.
Okay. And while, say again?
The current life of a solar panel is about 20 years, 20 to 25.
No, they last a lot longer.
I mean, this is, go ahead, you can say it, but I'm just letting you know, because they're having a huge crisis in California on what to do with these now.
Okay.
Because they're more residential, maybe not commercial grade, but residential ones, they're like 20,
right. And
25 years.
While they decrease over the years, they still bring in, you know, still suck up that sun.
I'm not disagreeing. It's just about forced, voluntary versus mandated. So I just want to be clear on that.
So I think that's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Anyone else?
I have a lot of questions. All right. I'm happy to yield to somebody else.
Supervisor Wensky.
Supervisor Bashaw, I'm not going to beat you up like I did last time. Biggest concern in this resolution is regarding TIF. What is the county's role in TIF? What would you say the county's role in TIF is?
County doesn't initiate TIFs. TIFs are done by the communities, whether it's a town or city, et cetera.
Right. So I guess I would say that if municipalities wanted changes in the requirements to TIF regarding solar, it would be on them to go to the state legislature, and it would really not be necessarily in the county's lane. I don't think that's really what our role is to be involved in TIF. Do you have any farmers in your district that have sold their ag land for development, residential development, or that you know of?
Every day.
Right. So when they sell their ag zone land, should they have the right to sell it to whoever they want to?
No.
Why not?
Doesn't work that way. We have zoning requirements, we have village requirements. There are a lot of layers that go into when, where, and how that land is transferred. In fact, since Paris is specific to this development for solar, Paris has multitude layers of requirements.
Right. On the solar?
No. On sale of property.
On the certainly on the sale of property. But in terms of a basic fundamental right in this country, we have personal property rights. Let me give you an example outside of your, well, I don't know, I'm not sure if this is in your district or your district. There is a housing development being proposed in the village of Bristol, which would be sort of a quarter mile west of 1594, kind of behind the new proposed Fleet Farm. And there is a small subdivision there. But all of that farmland around there was owned by a particular person and was at some point zoned R9 for future development of housing. And in this case, it's going to be next generation affordable housing, which is going something that we really, really need, right? But there's resistance from the people in that neighborhood who knew that it was zoned R9 there when they built or bought their homes, and they just don't want this affordable housing in their backyard. Should the county or the village of Bristol be able to tell that farmer that no, you can't sell to that developer, you have to just hold on to your land because those people want it to remain ag?
Your straw man at the end changes the character of the question.
I guess what I'm saying is the thing is, a farmer who's leasing out their property to solar has a fiscal opportunity that they would not have selling their ag land for the purpose of agricultural use. And I don't think it's right for the county to intervene in that opportunity for the farmer. I think that your resolution implies that we don't want any of our farmers leasing out to solar. And it may not be pretty, and I may not like it, but I don't want to take that away from a farmer who may not have had health insurance their entire life, or who may not have had a retirement, who their land, if nobody in their family wants to continue farming that land, I don't think that I want to put pressure on them that they can't lease to a solar company. Also,
I'm confused.
Are you familiar with the Mighty Grand Dairy?
I'm confused where you come up with that.
Are you familiar with the Mighty Grand Dairy?
Yes, ma'am.
So, Mr. Daniels, who owns that farm, he has solar panels there, right? So did he do that because somebody promoted or advocated for that from the county or encouraged it to be employed?
He did that because it was probably financially beneficial for him.
Right.
Through incentives, which are promoted by the government, which are promoted by the installers and the sales companies as well.
So the market dictated the Mighty Grand Dairy's decision to use solar.
I wouldn't say the market did. I would say his decision that he wanted to have solar as part of his operation. I haven't talked to him about it. Maybe you have.
I
but
have.
Good for you.
And I would say they weighed the fiscal decision and they said, you know what, we wanted to put this on our roofs, but it was too expensive to put it on our buildings. So it was less expensive for us to take some acreage and put it here on the ground.
Because they have existing structure, not new construction.
Right, I understand. I'm just saying, the market dictated that. Will the county, I mean, I guess, you know, the pattern in your resolution leads me to believe that at some point the county might be willing to even extend its hand further and require small businesses and homeowners to use solar. I think it's kind of a slippery slope, you know?
If you choose to slip down that slope, I'm sure you could.
Your words promote, advocate, seek out opportunity, change TIF requirements. I think these all, you know, if I was a business who I wanted to come and build here, I would feel that the county was putting their thumb on the negotiations, saying that you need to do this or we're not going to give you a good deal. And I think that's kind of, you know, maybe, and I don't want to speak for Supervisor Wamble, but like, if I'm a business, I might just go somewhere else because I don't want that pressure of having to do that. And I'm concerned, in, you know, in regard to economic development, what that would mean for Kenosha. I really do strongly believe, and I think having a reasonable discussion about renewable energy and what we can do as a community to preserve farmland is very important. I just cannot agree with your approach and the language in your resolution at this time.
Do I get to rebut or speak, or is this no questions?
We'll go on to another supervisor and then come back. Did you have something?
Not at this point.
No. Okay.
I do. I just want to.
Supervisor Ramble.
To what Supervisor Nedweski said, here's the question. Are you taking away the right of a farmer to sell to a solar farm company?
In no way does this resolution take away anyone's rights. In fact, it creates an opportunity for incentives for people to have greater opportunities. Talking about rights, responsibilities, development, opportunity for growth. I'll tell you, our neighbor to the north, Racine County, is a part of Solar Now. They're a bronze level with the U.S. Department of Energy. They have incorporated on their website, in their planning and development in their county, the resources to help people incorporate solar into their construction projects. They have taken the proactive step of being recognized by the federal government as a bronze level. Milwaukee is a gold level. Green Bay is a gold level. Dane County is a gold level. There are 30-some, don't quote me on the number, roughly in Wisconsin. Our neighbor to the south, virtually every community is already on the solar bandwagon, so to speak. So to say that this is new, novel, different, going to somehow inhibit person's rights for growth, rights for development, rights for how their land is utilized, I find that interesting, being that we were here last month and you passed a resolution unanimously without one question that did exactly that. It took the rights from the state, ascribed them, asked for them to be ascribed to the county to decide whether solar could be incorporated on a piece of property. It's exactly what you just said this does, which it does not. So I found that interesting, but thank you for the question.
So the answer is no. The farmer could still, just reiterating, sorry, you don't have to explain. The answer is they still would have the right, correct?
Within the ordinances and the laws
okay.
of their individual
community. Because I would be hung up on that, just like I'm hung up on,
sure.
It's not a mandate, so I apologize to everyone. That is sure. Just a big issue with me, so
Right, and Paris Summers have very different ordinance guidance than what Bristol does right now. Bristol okay. may be able to do a development, however, those communities would have a much more difficult.
Thank you.
Supervisor Bastia, does your resolution reflect, or is it similar to the policies of the counties that you mentioned that had those bronze and gold and ratings?
Similar in what way?
Well, I mean, how is your resolution
not drafted off, based off of anybody else's resolution?
Did you consult at all with Wisconsin Counties Association on this resolution?
No.
If so, no. Early in your responses to Supervisor Bashaw, you made the comment, you're not even a fan. You don't necessarily even support solar. But then you said we need to advocate for those things that are beneficial to the county. So I guess I'm kind of confused. If you don't even support solar, how do you think it's beneficial to the county?
When I say I don't support, didn't say I don't support. I said I'm not an advocate for solar.
But the county should be?
I'm not here to shill for solar. Is that a better term for you? I'm not here to sell you on solar. Solar is a device that's readily available as a technology in our marketplace. So is nuclear. If I were going to advocate for something, I'd advocate for nuclear. I think it's a much cleaner, safer, and more beneficial. Personal opinion. We live with it on submarines and aircraft carriers. Why couldn't we live with it in our neighborhood? I grew up next to Point Beach Power Plant. My whole life, we fished and swam in the outwaters coming out into the lake. Doesn't bother me in the least.
Explains a lot.
And it takes a very small footprint. Yeah, I glow in the dark. Don't worry.
I didn't say it, you did.
You were thinking it. Read your mind. In my opinion, it's an all-above approach to our energy needs. But that's just my opinion. The reality I see is solar is being rolled out, wind power are being rolled out with a very voracious appetite. The companies that are installing it are looking for the path of least resistance, the easiest pathway. Yet, talk about land consumption. We take significant plots of acreage to put up massive structures for distribution warehouses for Amazon or whomever. At the same time, we have to power those plants. We take down our power plant here, so we put up solar. While the solar that took up 5,000 acres in Paris is enough to do about 35-40% of our residential, not our industrial need. So how many pieces of property do we consume? If we consume 150 acres to put up big structures that have these massive rooftops that could easily be structurally considered, probably should be. In fact, California, they must be. There's not any alternative. Other countries around the world, there's not an alternative because they're saying we can't consume land when we have another resource. All this is saying is state government, take a look at this and say, are there incentives, are there programs, are there opportunities for us to create an environment where people can step in? We're paying 2-3 times agricultural value on the property that we're leasing through utility purposes right now. Solar is a utility. So why does it fit in TIF? It fits in TIF because TIF is about utility, infrastructure. Solar is infrastructure. It takes the state, however, to modify language to accept that.
Well, I want to let you know that I think the idea of rooftop solar is a great idea, and I strongly encourage it. I also believe very strongly in the preservation of agricultural land whenever possible. However, I just have too many concerns about the language. I would absolutely be willing to have an ongoing conversation about the county's role in this, but at this time I see that I really do feel like there are plenty of federal government incentives to incentivize new businesses to adopt solar on their rooftops, that I don't know that the county or the state could provide much more than that, you know, to what expense of the taxpayers. But I do want to say that I think it's a great idea. I just would like to see this further developed. Thank you, Supervisor Gresham.
Is there anyone else?
Can I just
go ahead,
ask
you can
a question?
Piggyback.
If we could change some of this language, could you get on board? If we get to that step, I'm going to offer some different language that makes me happy, but I don't know if that would make you happy.
I think I would support even maybe a subcommittee of this county board to discuss some of the concerns.
But not tonight is what
you're
saying.
Not tonight, no. But like, if this is something that we truly care about, you know, get more expertise involved, more subject matter experts to come in and tell us, you know, the ins and outs of solar so that we have a better understanding of the market and, you know, whether or not we have a role in this.
Great.
Supervisor Poole.
Thank you. Well, I have some of the same concerns like Supervisor Wambold has, like on the second, be it further resolved, when it says private development projects there. You know, and like we've all said, you know, we have solar credits, but, you know, I can't afford solar, and I do like solar, though, you know, but I don't want to force private companies to do solar where they will avoid Kenosha County. You know, if they wish to do it, that's fine with me. Love it. That's great. But I just don't believe the way this is written that we should require it, as it, I think it says.
Anything else? All right. I did have some points on this that I just want to bring up. One is it, like in the first, well, it's not the first, it's the only one. The now, therefore, be it resolved. It reads that it would be anything in Kenosha County, but then when you further explained to Supervisor Wambold, you said limited to the county buildings. And we're like, he's already stated, we're already considering that and doing that in other areas. I know Brookside is being considered for that, but it's a huge investment, and you're talked about brownouts, but any important aspect of our county government already has a backup generator, so there's not really a risk of us ever losing electricity to the key structures, whether it be IT or 911 or whatever other facilities, so that's not a real concern. But then all the other, to be further resolved, it expands into all the public and private sector, and you gave several examples of where people are already doing this without us promoting or advocating or encouraging, and people are doing it willfully on their own. And I'm going to use probably the newest, largest employer, and I believe they're the largest taxpayer in Kenosha County now, Uline. It's a privately owned company. I think they know numbers and utilities and resources probably better than any of us here combined. And best of my knowledge, they don't have a single solar panel on any of their buildings. My thought is that even with all the tax credits, with all the lobbying efforts from state groups, federal groups, all that, they determined it wasn't a good idea for financial reasons. Maybe it's just strictly cosmetic. But I would think that a company like that, that makes billions of dollars a year in revenue, that they would find every angle in which to maximize their profits, and they don't do that. So some companies decide to do it, some companies decide not to do it. I would hate for our largest taxpayer in the company to look at this like we're trying to mandate something on them by encouraging or abdicating or whatever it might be. And in our regards to our, from a county, our involvement in a TIF is we have one vote. The school district has a vote. Whatever the municipality that's issuing the TIF, they have a vote. Gateway has a vote. I believe there's one more, you know.
School district.
I'm sorry?
School district.
Yeah, Kenosha, you know, whatever the school district is. And we don't create a TIF. We can't do anything on a TIF. If that municipality wants to come to us and say, we want to create a TIF, I know in Bristol, when they created that off County Road C, that small industrial development, I think the county with Andy,
Bueller.
I can't think of Andy's Bueller. Last name.
Bueller.
You know, they probably work with them to help them expedite the process of creating a TIF there to attract. You know, so maybe there's some resources we can help with the smaller municipalities in that, but we still only have one vote, and we can vote yes or no. And even if we vote no and everyone else votes yes, that TIF is still going to happen. If we're the only one that votes yes and the municipality and the other ones vote no, it's not going to pass. I would think it would be up to that municipality to determine whether or not they wanted to impose a requirement for a TIF associated with any companies that wanted to go into their industrial park. Because right now you can have a TIF without any companies willing to go in there, right? City of Kenosha has roughly, I think, about 33 active TIFs. Not one of them has any requirements for solar. Some of their TIFs lose money. when the TIF loses money, they either take money from a TIF that is making money and they reallocate it to the TIF that's losing money to pay it, or if they only have one TIF and it's losing money and no one will go in there because there's an association of you have to have solar with it, then it's going to prolong that ability for them to ever pay back that TIF, which happened in the city of Kenosha. They have two TIFs that are over 40 years old and they're on the lakefront, right where Eichelman Park is. They were supposed to build high-rise apartments. Then the citizens of the community got outraged, so they canceled the development down there. They are still paying those off because it's generating zero property tax dollars. So there's a chance that we, I'll just say if this was to go through, that we encourage all these municipalities that, oh, if you want to get our vote, you're going to have to associate solar with that. There's no guarantee that people will go and decide to put a warehouse or manufacturing or something else there. That's just the reality of it. So I think any of these resolutions that have anything to do with the TIF are completely inappropriate because we don't have anything but one vote and we don't originate any of these. And it might be redundant here. The other thing is that we don't determine the large solar farm in Paris. Paris had no say in that. County had no say in that. The only ones that had a say in that were probably the speculators that reached out to the farmers that saying, hey, we want to lease your land because we're going to go to the state and we're going to lobby the state to convert this into a solar farm. They did not consult Paris. They did not consult the neighbors. They did not consult the county, as far as I know. It was We Energies consulted with another company, or another company that developed the solar farm consulted with We Energy saying, hey, if we build this, will you lease it from us? Then they went to the farmer and said, I don't know what their lease agreement is, but he's making us at least as much or substantially more than if he was to farm it with no risk of a drought, right? And the other thing is currently that farmer still is paying property taxes if it was zoned ag, which is a flaw in our system. But all the same, so he's leasing the property with no risk to weather anymore, equipment, hired help, whatever it might be. For me, it's a good business decision. I don't know if all 5,000 acres are owned by one farmer or multiple farmers. But all the same, he's taken all the risk out of his business. He knows what he's going to make for eternity now, probably as long through his life, and who knows what, you know, for his children are probably. You know, you got 5,000 acres. I don't know what you rent it for, $1,000 an acre, $500 an acre. It's a lot of money when you don't have to even go cut the grass, right? Because these are all supposed to be pollinating areas now. And I think you referenced a solar farm back to 83. This is not new technology. People have been doing solar and they're doing it a lot more quickly. One is because China has reduced the price of this so much. It's killing American manufacturers. Most of the solar panels that are built in the U.S. are owned by Chinese companies, and they're undercutting everything, and they're depressing the development of those that are either friendly to our country, like European solar panel builders, or even our own panel building companies within the U.S. They own about approximately 80% of the U.S. market, China manufacturing of solar panels. So do we want 80% of our solar farms really to be dependent upon a country that's not only is it communist, but they have no love for us except for our money? And, you know, granted, they're even paying a 25% tariff, so maybe there's some tax benefit. The other thing to these solar farms, the advantage, just so you know, and you'll know this, those that live in Pleasant Prairie, is that once they knock down the power plant in Pleasant Prairie, we're losing, I think it's $850,000. It's a gradual decline. I could be wrong on the numbers. Pleasant Prairie, I think, is losing $500,000, roughly. I could be off $100,000. All I know is in the hundreds of thousands. Less than a million, more than a half million. When this solar farm gets up and running, which I believe will be at the end of this year, I don't know if it will take a year for us to be cycled, but we'll start as the Pleasant Prairie diminishes down to zero. I believe it's over 5 years. We'll start ramping up, and I believe we'll get about $450,000 in revenue. Town of Paris will get about $250,000 or $300,000 in revenue because they don't get taxed like other properties. It's based on their megawatt production and those type of things. So we will get offset the money that we lost from getting the revenue from the state and that energy formula, however that works. So we'll be making up for that. If that energy was scattered on rooftops all over Kenosha County, we would not be getting that proper, that shared revenue that we would get right now, because it's on scattered all over the place. It has to be a certain megawatt production facility, and this one is 200 megawatts, I believe, and there might be two more than that. So we'll get that revenue from that. If it's scattered in 50,000 square feet on one building and 100 on another, or whatever it might be, we won't get any of that shared revenue from a county standpoint. Just so you know, I don't believe in solar. I don't think we know what to do with it once it's gone. It's a toxic product. Right now, where they have to take it, if it's in the Midwest, they take it to Ohio. That's the closest recycling facility for solar panels right now. In California, they don't know what to do with it. Do a little research on that, and they're having an issue because they're coming to their end of their useful life, 20, 25 years, and they don't know what to do with it now. There could be different reports. I mean, some last longer than that, as Andy pointed out. I just read a couple articles that they're dealing with this now. But I don't think we're in a position to encourage, advocate, private or public. I think, you know, whatever we want to do in our own backyard, you know, I think that would be a productive way to handle that and see if we can financially afford to make that investment and then wait 10 or 15 years to slowly get our return on the investment. You know, we have generators that will seldom get used that's going to cost us $1.5 million at Brookside, right? So in saying all that, I like lots of it. You know, I like certain aspects of this. But if we start on the second page from the whereas, the second one from the bottom, or third paragraph from the bottom. And then we go all the way through to almost on the third page, would be the third paragraph up. Be further resolved, Kenosha County requests. From that resolution on the third page all the way up, and then including the bottom three paragraphs on the next page, I would make a motion to delete all of those and then leave the rest of the resolution as is.
Can you say that one more time, please?
All right, so on the third page, we go up to the third paragraph. Be it resolved, Kenosha County requests that the legislature of the state.
So leave that in, or
no. Starting from there, we would delete from that paragraph all the way to the top of the page, and then at the bottom of page two.
I think my printout is different. That's
I think mine is too.
Let's read it.
Okay.
Let's read the paragraph.
All right, that's okay. So on the second page, whereas Kenosha County wishes to encourage responsible development and use of renewable energy, leveraging available and practical technologies where feasible, and that would be the first paragraph I'm starting at.
Deleting.
So you would cut everything before that.
And no, well.
Yeah.
Everything.
So I marked it as paragraph number. So that, to me, what you just said is paragraph is number 17 of the whereases.
Okay. So
agree.
Okay. All right.
I agree on that.
So okay, and then I would go. Continuing, the next one to be development of renewable energy in Kenosha County must be encouraged in a manner. Is that what you guys have next?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's 18.
18, so I would delete that one as well. And then the next one would be now, therefore, be it resolved. And delete that one. And then it would be, so if you want to count them, then with that, if we end on page 19, for me, I go to the next page and I start at 20, then 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and 26. I would delete all of those.
But you would keep the final two, be it further?
I'm sorry.
Can you read 26?
The final two, be it further? The final two?
The final two?
Yes.
To be it further resolved, Kenosha County encourages all communities to adopt language use or land use language and strategies associated with TIF. Right, that's what I have for 25. And then 26 would be it further resolved, Kenosha County requests that the legislature of the state draft clear legislation related to the development and use of commercial real estate building rooftop infrastructure.
I just want to be clear. Yeah. The final two, be it further resolved, you're not advocating that we delete those.
I'm saying we leave those.
Those final two, correct, okay.
And for my purposes, I'm trying to take notes. Those would be the only two be it resolved clauses you were keeping.
Correct. So are we clear on which ones I'm wanting to delete?
Which was the last? Where did you end? You're just leaving 26 and 27?
Well,
or,
I'm leaving these two.
That's it.
Yeah. So, right there. If I miscounted, which could be.
So, I'm just trying to make sure. That's what I understand.
Well, we need, if we have a question, just on which ones I'm including. If it's a question on any of these beyond which ones I'm including.
It's actually for Corporation Council. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Permission?
Yeah.
The second to last be it further resolved that the state of Wisconsin, through the Department of Natural Resources, protect, being the action word, the natural beauty of Wisconsin, by defining renewable resource strategies that minimize the loss of traditional land use, perpetually degrading the historic and natural beauty of the state of Wisconsin. I don't know that this body has the authority to direct the state of Wisconsin.
I would agree. I would. I certainly can't speak to the intent of the author. I would probably read into that in the context of some of the other resolved clauses that it was intended to be a recommendation to the state of Wisconsin take action, but I would certainly agree that the county board cannot direct the state to do anything.
Well, in your legal opinion, Joe, how does that read without the other clauses? In terms of technical interpretation.
From a purely drafting standpoint, it certainly could stand to be clarified if those other clauses are written.
So if those other clauses are removed, you have a be it further resolved that is issuing an order to the state of Wisconsin by this county board.
Okay.
Well. So he didn't answer yet, did he? Is that yes or no?
I wasn't sure it was a question. I apologize.
Basically saying it could be interpreted that way.
It certainly would be my advice that if the other clauses are removed, that some sort of language be crafted to indicate that this is a a recommendation being made to the state.
Why? Made a motion on what I have, we can go back and look at that. But in order to do that, we would make one. Someone needs to second the motion I made in order to talk about this. And then if we want to go back and talk about that, we can make a motion to talk about that particular one. We'll hear a second, we'll move on.
Mr. Chair.
All right.
Brian, I have a couple questions for
Go ahead.
Supervisor Bashaw. So my first question is, in your mind, is this resolution primarily aimed at new construction and new development?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. That was my understanding. And then my second question is, I understand the language, you know, that you have here, but just in a very practical way, could you help work us through like the process? In other words, what is the mechanism for encouraging and advocating, promoting, collaborating? If a new development, if new construction were happening, at what points in the process would that encouragement and, you know, advocating happen? Just could you, you know, walk us through that maybe?
As I mentioned, Solar Now, I'll use them as a shield or an example. Solar Now is an agency of the Department of Energy. It's established by the federal government. It's designed to help communities that are getting engaged in solar in some capacity. They have a plethora of materials, examples, tools, and devices to help set up web-based materials that provide insights on solar, how it can be incorporated into properties. They have tools to help you incorporate into your zoning and building if you're incorporating language. So we just went through PDEC and through the board. We approved language specific because we had a 40-acre solar come up and we had nothing in our governance as to what to do with it. So we roughed something out, ran it through quickly, and got something on the books. I'll tell you, it is roughshod. But the federal government has tools and devices to help communities there to be prepared. It has tools and devices to help with incentives and encouraging companies to get involved or businesses to incorporate. Somebody mentioned Uline. Uline is building 5 million square feet. 5 million square feet, $1.5 million square foot building is 31 acres of real estate. In other words, it could have enough solar to power up to 7,000 homes on that one piece of property. So an incentive would be in place. The other incentive is tax base. When you talk about TIF, that's basically a tax-based incentive. TIF is about infrastructure development. So it encourages looking into TIF and figuring out strategies there. The federal government has information and insights on that as well. So a resource could be brought in to help us to be better prepared to represent solar in a manner that is understood, applicable, and I'll say reasonably responsible versus what we have right now, which is we're behind. Horses left the barn, it's run halfway around the track, and we're trying to figure out what to do with it. We can avoid it, or we can get in the game and try to embrace it and say, we need something to be done here to help us manage this better.
So from a county standpoint, do we have a current committee? Like, would it be planning and development, or where do you think that this might best, you know, fall under as far as that encouragement and promotion?
Encouragement and promotion, PDEC would probably be the committee, being that zoning and development is all there. So Andy and his group, who are very adept with this already and actively embracing it. My understanding is that the exec even asked our department to go through and do an assessment on all our buildings to see where we could incorporate solar. As an afterthought, putting it on as a retrofit, it's expensive. It's a very difficult thing to do as a retrofit. As a prospective thought, it's very nominal change in the actual price. I talked to an engineer who does this for a living, installing it on large rooftops like Uline, somebody else's company, I didn't pick it, like Uline. They have to use less aggregate to hold the membrane down because the span structure helps hold the membranes down. The membrane is not exposed to sunlight because it's covered by the awnings that are up there, which are solar panels or arrays. Array management, it would still be part of a grid. It's not taken out of a grid. It would still be owned by We Energies. They would be the consumer of the power and distributor of the power. That's how it actually works. So it's not like they're disparate individual micro utilities. They're not. It would be designed such that they would be part of the macro utility. The macro utility through the Paris project that has now overtaken it is coming to us, the consumers, to get us to pay for the excessive cost of it. So there are tools and resources available specifically through the Department of Energy that can be extremely beneficial for a county to prepare. And as I indicated, if you go onto Solar Now and look at the pinpricks south of the border, very, very extensive engagement such that counties are prepared for the solar discussion.
Thanks, that's helpful. Yeah, as far as retrofitting buildings, we're small business owners. We own a 108-year-old building. It's a three-story building. It has a beautiful southern exposure. It'd be perfect for putting some arrays up there, but to retrofit a building like that is cost prohibitive, unfortunately. So it does make sense to get in on it on the front end.
Yeah. And honestly, I had my house assessed and they want to put it on the front porch awning. And it's like, no, that's not going to happen. I can tell you who's going to say no. It would be my wife. It's 100% absolute. I can see them, forget it.
So, do you have anything else, Supervisor Gass?
No, thank you.
Supervisor Sack?
Yes, I had a quick thought. I, of course, share the concerns that we don't want to be forcing businesses to use, so I agree with that completely. My read on this, and from just listening to the discussion, it sounds like the implementation of this would be, because as we've heard other examples, at the end of the day, a business is going to make the best financial decision for their business. And from what I'm hearing from this discussion is, as a county, we want to encourage businesses to at least consider solar as an option. So correct me if I'm wrong, Supervisor Brashaw, but what I'm hearing is, when a developer is looking at coming in, when they're getting quotes for building their building, when they're getting quotes for doing their structures, the county is merely encouraging them to also get a quote on the solar option. Correct. When they're making their decision of how to build their building, what materials to use, what type of structure to put up. Is that
correct?
In line with what the thing is? That's what I'm hearing. We're not forcing, it doesn't sound like this is forcing a business to use solar. They're saying, hey, don't forget, as you're quoting your parts of building your building, whether it's U-line or whatever, check out, you know, these vendors over here, check out these connections that we have. They'll tell you everything you need to know, that they can give you a price on incorporating solar. If it fits for your business, great. If not, at least we made the connection. Is that kind of the intent, or would that be the implementation of that you foresee?
That would be our part as a player in that plan, to work with them on the engineering side to make that investigation.
Just connecting the two groups and
correct. We have a new development going in Paris. It's a distributor of large equipment. I don't want to say the who, but they have already structurally developed their facility such that it can receive solar. They're not incorporating it themselves. They're waiting for the incentives to get a little bit more robust. So the second part of this is for the state to evaluate what incentives might be good enticements or encouragements. When you think about an enticement or an encouragement, when you lease a piece of farmland for 3 to 5 times its annual agricultural value, that's an incentive. It's an inducement to place those panels there. Same thing with a rooftop solar project. You can create an inducement to place the solar panels there at probably less cost.
Jamie, thanks.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. To clarify, does the resolution require that a plan be submitted that includes solar, even if they also submit one that doesn't include solar, in terms of a proposed new development?
Does not.
Or just encourages?
Just encourages. It creates an environment where people may consider, with the support of the county, to provide information or insights.
So on that note, what type of resources and personnel would be needed? And I stepped away to use the restroom, so I might have missed this. What kind of investment does the county need to make to execute and implement this resolution?
Investment that we're currently making already, in that we have drafted modified language regarding solar. We have personnel that are trained in it. In fact, we have all of our engineering department currently doing an assessment of our buildings. Thus, they must have a significant awareness of solar and its uses and benefits. Otherwise, how could they conduct an investigation like that?
You already have people doing this. You said Andy Bueller is already actively.
I did not say that we are people doing this. I said we have people capable, and we're doing an assessment of our facilities.
What did you mean by Andy Bueller is already actively involved in this effort?
Because Andy had to draft the language to allow us to put a solar farm out in the western part of the county off of 50.
Okay.
So.
And the last thing, in an earlier comment, you said it doesn't matter, you kind of implied that it doesn't matter if the panels are kind of not contiguous because it all goes onto one grid. I'm not super familiar with all the technology.
If it were done by as a We Energy project, they are the owner of it, so it's not
solar.
Independent. I'm not talking about community solar. This is utility grade solar.
Okay. All right. So, if anyone else has something for? All right. So, just trying to connect the dots on different things. So, the solar panels that would be on warehouses, industrial facilities, really, as you're talking about it, is not intended just for their use.
Correct.
All right.
If
so,
it were just for their use, it wouldn't take 30 acres
okay.
of real estate.
Just go with me, okay? So then so you made a reference, I can't say if you said 1 million square feet or 1.5 million square feet would be enough for 7,000 homes. I don't remember what number you gave as far as the square footage. But if a company is here, is a manufacturing company or a distribution company, they're not really in the electrical distribution, electrical energy accumulation and distribution business. Are you aware of any companies that go to these large companies pre-construction or even post-construction, like they would go to a farmer and say, hey, we want to lease your land. And they go and say, hey, we want to lease your roof. We'll help you with all the infrastructure that you need to put onto that roof to carry whatever that was needed. Maybe it's a, I would imagine there's the electrical code is substantially different, especially as a result of, you know, different types of things that can happen with solar, fire, lightning strike, insurance.
Do you have information behind that, or is that conjecture? I'm curious.
Let me finish, and then you can answer, right? So are you aware of companies that go pre-construction or post-construction to these other companies and saying, can we lease your roof for energy production?
Yes.
Okay. Are they already doing that in Kenosha County or in Racine County or any other counties you're aware of?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if they're already doing it here, what do we need? So it's already being encouraged and recruiting, and they're doing it because they can make money on it. I don't understand what our role would be if they're already doing this.
We don't have a role. We have an advisory role to the state. And we have an advisory role
to the state.
We do. If it's an advisory resolution.
No, they advise us where they want to put it. We didn't advise them in Paris or in Wheatland or wherever the state sort of dictates stuff where it's going to be if they want to do it on land.
Mr. Chairman, you misinterpreted what I said. This resolution is an advisory resolution to the state. It doesn't compel, it doesn't force, it doesn't create law. The state designs and creates law. We do not.
I think this resolution is all over the place, from us encouraging, advocating, employing, wanting to involve TIFs, developing private-public partnerships. I don't know. If it was as simple as that, if someone comes to us and I have resources that we can guide them to for lobbyist groups or state solar or something like that, I would be in favor of that, because I'm in favor of actually the first page and almost all of the second page and the end of the third page. But it's just, it gets our involvement a lot more than we should be. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, trying to wrap around on this. So it sounds to me like most of us here agree that renewable energy is a good thing. I've heard most of us agree in some format. We like some of this, some more than others, perhaps. I don't know what better phrase to use than maybe this is like a feel-good resolution because we encourage versus mandate. So I don't know if that's the right terminology to put to it, but that's what I'm going to use for the meantime. What I'd like to do is propose some changes to see if we can move this forward to where we agree that maybe this can move forward. If I could go through my list here and see if we can make that happen. If not, so be it.
Are you doing one at a time?
Well, that's however we, I don't, I got a few. So we can go one at a time, or do you want me to throw them all out there? And I realize what we got here. So you want me to just throw them out there and we can revisit it?
How many are there all?
Okay. I didn't number them, but maybe five, six.
Why don't you do?
Okay. Start with one, see where we go.
Starting with
paragraph 19, now therefore be it resolved. I'm calling it 19, but it's the only one that starts out now therefore. Right?
It's the very bottom.
Yeah. Bottom of my page. But. Okay, so what I'm proposing is we take out the words and employ. Okay, just take those words out. Let me just keep going and then we'll come back, or do you want to?
Yeah, no,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
That's a simple one.
Then, on, I guess the next page, or it would be paragraph 21. On my page, it's the second, be it further resolved. Kenosha County, it says advocates for the, I would change that to encourages.
And strike four, encourages the.
Well, it could say Kenosha County encourages utilization of. So it depends how we want to use the grammar. So it could, right, so it's however we want to do that. But I was just going to say Kenosha County encourages utilization of rooftop solar farm. So that's the second one. The third one is the next paragraph, be it further resolved, Kenosha County will collaborate. I would pull will collaborate to say Kenosha County will offer to collaborate. So I guess I'm adding the words instead of pulling, sorry. Kenosha County will offer to collaborate with developers if the developer so chooses, or I don't know if that's necessary language, to be honest, if we're offering anyway, to identify, and then the rest of the paragraph. So I'm adding offer to, and then if the developer so chooses. Then the next one, the next paragraph, I have 20, that's 23, where it starts out with the TIF. I would remove that completely about the TIF, just omit it. The next paragraph, which would be 24, if we're following, be it further resolved, Kenosha County encourages and promotes. I would take out the words and promotes. So Kenosha County encourages the incorporation of rooftop. Just we're back to encouraging. The next one after that, same next paragraph, which is 25, be it further resolved, it's the one with the TIF in it. I would omit that entire thing. And then, I didn't have this in my original notes, but because of what Corp Counsel said about paragraph 27, that second, be it further resolved, what I would propose, and this was more on the fly, be it further resolved, Kenosha County requests or suggests that the state of Wisconsin, through the Department of Natural Resources, protect. So we're suggesting. I would add that word. And that's what I got.
So do you want to make that?
I'll make that motion for all of that. And we can go back through it if we want to. Or
for discussion, I'll second.
Okay.
Can I bring up something? Joe, does that work for that paragraph?
Yes.
Legally or whatever? So. Okay. Just that we're suggesting.
Okay.
Gotcha. Mr. Chair. Right. And with those changes, this would then be something that you would support.
I would support that. I mean, yeah.
Through the chair to Supervisor Bashaw, where do you stand on that?
I don't have any umbrance with the modifications, the TIF. I would suggest we come back to that at a different time if we're removing it here. I know there are a lot of strong opinions around it, mm-hmm. including the exec. We've had several discussions around TIFs as well. But the spirit and intent is still preserved. So.
Well, I think that's good for growth. You know, we're moving forward. We're not going to just do this and step away and not do anything. We can take a look at it again later. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate your suggestions, Supervisor Morgan. Prior to you making suggestions, Supervisor Bashaw said this was simply an advisory referendum to the state. But the way that I read it is not, there's only a couple of sections that make requests to the state. Starting with, now therefore be it resolved, these are all directives to the county. Kenosha County will intentionally identify. The second one, Kenosha County will encourage and promote. Kenosha County advocates. Kenosha County will collaborate with developers. These are not advisory to the state. These are directives to the county.
My statement was specific to a question that was asked about a specific component.
Hold on for a second. Let her finish, but without interruption.
So I don't agree that it's simply an advisory resolution to the state. I believe it gives directives to the county, in a kind of business where they have no need or reason to stick their nose. We are, this is already happening, dictated by the market. We still can't support it.
Any other discussion?
Well, just a question to your point. If we, because I may have missed one actually, the will, I mean, is that, if we pull that, does that change anything? Because I think I caught the other ones. I may have missed that.
I agree with Supervisor Thomas that this resolution is sort of all over the place. It doesn't have clear intent. When we start taking, changing the language, the intent gets sort of even more confusing. I would strongly suggest, you know, if Supervisor Bashaw and anyone else who supports this resolution, including myself, who supports the preservation of agricultural farmland and its use, go back to the drawing board and get more people involved in collaborating on this, because there are so many dissenting voices, some support, some not. Maybe it needs more work. Any I'm willing to participate in that conversation.
Any other discussion? All right, hearing none. All right, do we need to go through Supervisor Wambolt's?
I'm good with it.
You guys are all good?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike?
No, you made a motion.
All right. All in favor of the resolution as amended, say aye.
Aye.
You have to vote on the amendment first.
Amendment. All right. Thank you. Yep. All right. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
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 Roll call. All righty. Let's start.
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
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 Okay.
And youth and governance.
Oh, youth and governance. Sorry about that.
Aye.
Aye. And I'll pause for just a moment. This is Patrick. He is our new member from youth and governance. And we'll give you, next meeting, we'll give you a chance, which will be in August.
All right.
Unless we get something thrown at us at the board meeting tonight. So, all righty. Now I can go ahead, correct?
Yes.
All right. Sorry about that. All right. We'll do a roll call, voice call. All in favor of the resolution as amended?
Aye.
Nay.
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 Aye.
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 Aye. Resolution passes.
And youth and governance.
And youth and governance.
Aye.
Thanks. Right. Okay. I do not have any other.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Nothing personal.
For the last 6 years, I have asked repeatedly to Corp Counsel, to the clerk's office, when we're having resolutions, they need to be numbered line by line. It makes the discussion, the edits, much simpler, and for whatever reason, it hasn't been done. So I'm asking again, when things are submitted, they need to be numbered, because we spend more time counting sentences than we actually do making the changes, and it's just helpful, even on the board floor, if we can say line 16, mm-hmm. line 17. So Joe, if that's something that.
Reggie and I have had some time with that as well.
Do we need to have a resolution to get this done?
I was gonna actually just suggest that.
Can we number?
Yeah, make sure you number it.
Second.
Do we have a friendly motion to encourage?
I was looking to my left.
To put that into work.
Because
welcome to the legislature.
Mm-hmm. But you good?
Yeah.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Nine
to five. All right. We have 5 minutes to get upstairs.
We go to the bathroom.
But we don't anticipate anything being offered to us. Therefore, we literally have to.